Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the starting of the first part of our Sunday, November 7th, 2010, T-Theory Observations. And the first chart that we have, which is the important chart, is the S&P 500 versus the advanced decline T's. And you'll notice that I updated it only as of the big up day for the 4th of November. Because that's the important thing, and I'm composing this audio on Friday so that I can get, basically trying to get my production taken care of so that I have Sunday off. Well, let's take a look at the chart, and we go to some of the basic, well, I want to discuss some of the basic principles of the advanced decline T's, and I bring your attention to the fact that sometimes when you see that T13 has ended and we have this spike up, but if you look back, for example, on T10, you'll see that that T also has a spike up that that comes after the end of the T, and then the market dives afterwards. There's no particular reason to believe that just because the market is coming up now and everybody's turning bullish, that it means anything. It's just what we used to call overshoots and T's and so forth. It's just that you didn't get the full run in the T, and there's this residual tendency for people to want to come in on the oversold condition. It does include Friday's data because we don't think the market's going to do anything on Friday. But you do see that the S&P has come back to make sort of a double top here. On each side of T13. If you look at T12, you see that's also the case. Basically, all you say is if you make a double bottom at the center post of T12, or that there was a triple bottom, you make a multiple bottom at the end of T12, and if you make a double bottom at T13, you make some kind of a double top formation at the end. If we go by T12's experience, what you do is you rise up in momentum and you get slightly above the previous high, and then the thing just sort of floats off. In this T, you blast it up, and last Wednesday I saw that was coming by the rising bottoms pattern, provided that the Federal Reserve proposal for this QE2 was interpreted bullishly, and that should be the momentum peak, meaning that there's no more upside explosions on the to come. Everybody that wanted to buy bought that perhaps out. That's analogous to T12, where at the right end date you have a rise that was projected to be in mid-September, and then it kind of floated off into October with these little rallies of a few points, but there wasn't any real upside momentum. So the way you check the T13 has seen its momentum peak is that you can't drive any more momentum out of it. What you can do is you can creep up a little bit. And when we go to the short-term volume oscillator, you will be able to pick that up. And what's going to happen, provided this double top is completed like T12, is that you're going to see a market that wants to rally, but it doesn't ever have carried through on any momentum, and that's all you have to look at. Now, I've had a few questions on the Noldeco low, and Parker has covered this completely because he already analyzed the T12, but I'll just go through it to answer the questions. When you have a double bottom, we discussed this for the bear market in gold, where you make a double bottom, and if you split bottoms, you get the right answer. If you move the bottom over to the last bottom, which you might think is the right idea, you'll end up getting a low. And the Noldeco low for the T12 is detailed here, where you notice that in the advanced decline line, we take the longest cash buildup phase we can, and we move the center post of this Noldeco T to the second low, to the last low, that is in the early 03 time period, and we measure that time period from the 68 top to that second low, or last low. When we duplicate that on the right side of the T, you come up with a Noldeco low projection, which is a low, and it's in the early 08 time period. And Park has gone into the different ways that you can do this and you get it. So what you expect is that a Noldeco is you make the top where you make a double top, and then you roll over into the null deco low. And that pretty much is what you're going to end up looking for in this new T, because what we're going to do is, for T13, we are going to draw a new null deco low, but I didn't label it as such, by putting a T into the last low, which is in the which is the early March low, from the peak in the 07 time period, which is early June. And when you calculate that, you get a mid-December low. What's unusual about this whole situation relative to the example of T12 is that you're making a top now, and you may hold up here for a while going towards the middle of the month. Parker has a refinement for the T for the 12th of November. I have a projection of the second week of November, which is next week. But it doesn't make any difference. As long as the market kind of just loses its upside momentum, then the implication is that, say you top out by mid-November, then you go down sharply to mid-December. So that's basically probably about a four-week decline. And the question is, can the market actually turn down into the null echo low? Well, if it stops going up, that's one sign that the T is correct. Okay, if it turns down and goes down sharply into mid-December, that is another sign that could, because the T knows what's going on here, because it's got the null deco construction is operating. And then the final point on the null deco is that when you recover from the null deco low, which would be in the mid-December time period, that you cannot go up anymore. In other words, the concept that the which we discussed last week, which is the insiders are at record selling, it really put in the top, and when you come down and you come back up, you find out everybody that wanted to buy for this secondary rally has bought, and there isn't anything left to do, and then you start to roll over into the bear market. Okay, so that's what you look. That's how you do the forecast, and then what you do from now on is we just look at it to see whether it comes out that way or not. And that gives us the blueprint for what we should expect for that. That's the forecast for going into the end of the year and recovery into January, but not a big recovery in January because of the null deco is supposed to be a low that isn't really it's not a major low. It's just a bounce low. Okay. So let's call that the first comes up, and then we're going to now go on to the second part B, and talk about money management issues, which are probably more important. But using this concept as a basis for how we're going to proceed going ahead. Thank you.